Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Tech Watch Radio. This is indeed the version for the blind of Tech Watch Radio, submitted to Blind Cool Tech. Larry Scootcon, the kind owner of Blind Cool Tech, making it possible for each of us to put our own podcasts up and share our knowledge. It's a wonderful thing. Just 2 seconds on who I am. My name is Sam Bushman. I'm 38 years old. I've got a wife, Julie, and 6 kids. And I've made most of my living in 3 areas, real estate, computers, and radio. In real estate, I used to be an investor. Now I actually am a loan officer. You say, how on earth are you a loan officer, Sam, as a blind person? My wife is my processor, takes care of a lot of the paperwork. I do most of the salesman stuff and most of the communicating with borrowers, the client. And when it comes to computers, I've got my knowledge basically by the School of Hard Knocks. I have had a couple of college classes in computers. Most of the time, though, computers have just came to me by the School of Hard Knocks, and I've learned quite a bit. And my mind kind of thinks a lot like a computer. It seems like computers and I have more in common sometimes than me and people, but that's another story. I just seem to have a knack for computers and am blessed enough to have folks around me who are willing to read screens for me. My children do, my wife does, and those things help quite a bit when it comes to computers. So that's how I've made my living in computers, primarily as a consultant for companies, small companies that are not related to tech but have tech needs I've been able to take care of. I've actually managed to find several clients, too, who are willing to know enough about computers to follow my instructions. They kind of get a kick out of following my instructions and learning a little bit as we go, but you know, they don't try to study too much about the computers in the sense that they enjoy the ride to do my bidding and follow my instructions and guidelines remotely while they take care of their own computers, per se. And I'm kind of the consultant to tell them what to do and what not to do and why and when things are a good deal or when are things a good deal, when they're not, etc. So I have a few of those companies that I consult for. In addition, as I got into radio, I purchased a radio station, owned it for a decade, and now sold it. But I learned a whole lot about news, talk, and sports. And as I did so, I looked for an automation system for my radio station, studied the heck out of all of them, at least at the time. I then settled on one called Wire Ready, and the Wire Ready folks, Dave Gershman, turned out to have a great link to the radio reading services across the United States. Long story short, Dave's wife, Mona, worked at a reading service. And that's how he met her. And at the same, about the same time, a little after that, I met Dave Gershman, became great friends with him, and I have consulted for Wire Ready for quite some time in radio station automation, making their software compatible with screen readers, etc. So that's kind of how I got my start in life, if you will, in terms of the business world. I grew up in Southern California, and well, enough about me. That's just kind of a little start. So I thought I'd tell you who I was. And then I thought I would talk a little bit about the OQO, which is a tiny XP computer. It's about the size of a PDA, maybe a teeny bit larger. It only weighs 14 ounces. And the unique tidbit about the OQO machine is it is not a PDA. It doesn't run some proprietary operating system or have limited capabilities or features. Rather, the OQO device is a full-fledged Windows XP machine. Now, someone say to me, Sam, yeah, but it doesn't have near the processor power, near the hard drive size, near the speed of a PC. And my response is, okay, we're talking about an inexpensive, smaller style laptop in terms of capabilities, equipment wise. But we're also talking about a scenario that, you know, this computer is way smaller than a laptop, even smaller than the Subnote notebook type computers. The OQO machine was created for the sighted. And it does not have standard parts in the sense that you can't just replace RAM and hard drive. It's a small computer. And because it's so small, you're basically paying for the small size and the really lightweight. And it cost about, well, in the beginning they were a couple of grand. Now they're like $1,800, $1,900. And they run a full-fledged copy of Windows XP. And anything that is created for Windows XP will run on these devices, barring unique details. What I mean by that is if there's some unique barcode software or certain things, there may not be standard connectors for some of those kinds of things. It would need USB for a keyboard. So if you had a standard PS2 keyboard or something like that that required a keyboard wedge, as a lot of software did in the olden days with barcode scanners, etc., that stuff might not work. So I'm not telling you that it's perfect. I am telling you that it's a teeny machine, and yes, for all intents and purposes, it runs XP. So we're out of the PDA world. Now, how does that relate to us as blind folks? Well, GW Micro just rolled out what they call the Smalltalk, which, as far as I have been able to gather and as far as I understand, is nothing more than the OQO device, tweaked a little bit for the blind. Now, the device itself is not tweaked, except for they've installed WindowEyes on it. Where they have tweaked things is they added a keyboard that makes it easier for us to type, since what I understand, the OQO keyboard is not very easy to type on. They added that USB keyboard. They've bundled it with a larger carrying case, as far as I understand, that we can put our keyboard in and other things. They have basically then updated all, you know, when you get the device, you have to, you know, get all the Windows updates. They've done all that, applied all the Windows patches and updates. They have installed WindowEyes on it, and they are selling it then with WindowEyes 5.5 and the OQO device combined with the keyboard carrying case. And really, a chunk of what you're buying, and I think people have overlooked this, what you're buying is the support from WindowEyes. And I don't think that's a negative. Some would say, Sam, come on, that's just paying for stuff you don't need. Let WindowEyes support itself and let the OQO people support the device. And I agree and disagree. What I mean is, it's great to have OQO to support the device and provide warranty, which they still, I'm sure, will do. But it's also nice to have an added, or a VAR is what they call them, a value-added reseller, such as GW Micro, support the device so that if there's any issues or if there's somebody out in the field, they will have a whole lot better handle on explaining to you how to accomplish something or how to discover or figure out something relating to the OQO than somebody in, say, China or wherever might, who is not familiar with the blind situation whatsoever. So I really think that GW Micro being in the middle there is of great advantage, and what they're really selling is their support. Some would say, Sam, I've already got WindowEyes. I don't want that, special thing WindowEyes has for upgrades and all that kind of stuff. And my response to that is, look, WindowEyes is trying to find a way to provide enough dollars to support the product. And my response to that is, you know what, if they'll give me upgrades to WindowEyes for that, that's fine. I don't really care. What I'm saying is they've got to make enough money in it to support it. And if they don't make enough money and support it, they won't even provide it. And if they don't provide it, I say it's a sad day. We're all worse off. So we need to realize there needs to be enough money for the GW Micro folks to even support such a device. And thank heavens, in this case, there is. Now, the unique thing is, a lot of people are complaining, saying, you know, hey, I just want the OQO. Then go to OQO and buy one. Others say, you know, hey, this is too expensive. I want it with these options. I want it with a bigger hard drive, more memory. And my response is, hey, if you want all that, go to OQO and buy it. There's no secret here that GW Micro is using the OQO device. In fact, I think that's a huge blessing. And the blessing is that we're not using proprietary equipment from some blind manufacturer, some assistive technology manufacturer that's proprietary in nature. We're talking about an open device that runs XP. In my opinion, it's better than all the note takers, it's better than all the PDAs, it's better than all the cell phones on the market. Why? Simply because I can install Windows XP on it, software that I've written, software that my friends have written that I'm able to use, software that I know talks well, software that WindowEyes already has set files for. All those things automatically already work, folks. It's got a USB connector, so if somebody has a light talk or a triple talk or something like that, it can work. My response is, what more do you want than a company like GW Micro to say, hey, here's a device. It's made by OQO. It's not proprietary. It's standard stuff that the average sighted folks could purchase. And we have simply added some unique twists to make it more friendly, more usable, more adaptable, more capable for the blind. And you know what? If the device is incredibly popular, meaning the Smalltalk through GW Micro for the blind population, whether it be through access technology centers, whether it be through rehab, whether it be folks like myself who would have to pay for it themselves, is irrelevant. The fact is, I'm sure if there's a market, and I'm sure that if GW Micro are turning a profit, which, by the way, this is America, not China, we're allowed to make a profit here. And I think GW Micro should. They've got folks to support on the payroll. That's business. Anyway, what I'm saying is if there's enough of a market, I'm sure GW Micro will come out with new options. They'll come out with a bigger one, a faster one, a more expensive one. They'll come out with, you know, all kinds of things. But a good PDA, in my mind, costs anywhere from $350 on the cheap end to $600-700. If you want to talk about some of those tablet PCs, they're $1,000 or more. If you want to talk about some of those notebooks that are on the higher end or sub-notebooks, you know, they're up $1,500 to $2,500, $3,000. The only time you get a laptop that's in the $1,000 or below range is if, hey, it's got less RAM and everything else. And you would say, Sam, that's what the OQO has. And my response is, yeah, but again, we're talking about taking the same hardware as your laptop, low-end laptop, and shrinking it to be 14 ounces and to fit in the palm of your hand. And then we're talking about putting accessibility on it. Man, for a measly $2,500 or $2,700, if you don't have Windowize, whatever it is, I'm talking round numbers here, that is a steal. Ladies and gentlemen, if you ask my opinion, and I commend GW Micro for putting it out, and I'm going to have to save my pennies because I want one. So I've read a lot of criticism on lists, folks, and I frankly don't appreciate it. If you don't want to buy it, don't buy one. If you want to buy it, but you don't feel like Windowize has enough, quote, VAR, or value-added resale profit in there or benefit in there for you, then go buy the OQO version. If you feel like it's not powerful enough, well, wait. I'm sure that if OQO does well enough, there'll be more powerful ones. They'll cost more money. And I'm sure over time, the first OQO device, as far as I understand, was like $2,100. Now they're down to $1,800, $1,900. I believe that in time, as PDAs want more and more capability, and as the OQO device has more mass sales, more mass retail capability, I believe the prices will go down. But come on, this is a new device for OQO relatively. They're on the second gen of it, if you will. And now they have got a partnership between OQO and GW Micro. Now, let's just talk a little bit about GW Micro for a second, because I think they're wonderful people. They're not perfect, but they're great people, and they do a good job for us. Let's just ask this question. How many partnerships that a value-added reseller such as GW Micro have put together in the last, oh, say 2 years? I can think of several. I'll just name a couple. They've teamed up with Microsoft to get Microsoft Office working quite well and Internet Explorer. They've teamed up with OQO to roll out this new hardware device with a few twists to make it easy for the rest of us to get up and running for a measly few $100 extra. They have worked with the folks for the Acrobat Reader and made it possible for us to read PDF files. They've teamed up with the folks for Flash to give us some Flash accessibility on the web. I believe GW Micro is going out and forging partnerships because they realize, you know what, that's where you and I are going to benefit, when we can use mainstream software to the best of our ability. And when we can create partnerships that create hooks and capabilities to do that, they have found that to be the best road. Some people say create completely, create complete software that's specifically tailored for the blind. Proprietary is all get-out software made for the blind. And that's one approach. Others say, no, let's have 100% accessible, off-the-shelf, mainstream software, and let's just make the screen reader work with it perfectly. And GW Micro has said, you know, both of those have their merits, but neither of them are the answer. Let's try to stick with mainstream off-the-shelf software so stuff is cheap, but let's create partnerships with these folks so that either, one, they will add little tidbits in their software to make it accessible, keyboard shortcuts, etc. A lot of software companies and software vendors, at least on the smaller side, have created, quote, blind user-friendly modes that have made a difference. Look at NoteTab, the editor, for example. It has a blind-friendly mode. Look at the FTP Voyager and some of those programs from RhinoSoft. Those folks have made blind-accessible modes that have helped quite a bit. Okay, that's one way. The other way is to say, look, mainstream manufacturer of software or hardware, we don't really expect you to tailor your software or hardware to us, but please provide some hooks or APIs that we can take advantage of to allow visually impaired folks or other folks with accessibility disabilities to utilize this software or hardware. And I think we've made tremendous strides. Think about it. Windows XP came out, and we had access to it pretty dang quick from GW Micro. Now Vista's going to come out, and we're going to get access again incredibly quick. We have never had that, folks, at least. I've been on the planet for almost 40 years, and I'm telling you, for the first 30 of it, I had access to almost nothing. And when I grew up, you know, hey, we had cassette tapes, and that was the best you'd get. If somebody would read something on tape for you, you might be able to listen to it back. Other than that, buddy, you're stuck. So we have made tremendous, tremendous strides in accessibility. Do we have a long way to go? Absolutely. I don't debate that one second. But I'm telling you, I have more and can do more than I've ever been able to have and do before. And I, for one, am absolutely grateful for it. So I just thought I'd do a little podcast on who Sam Bushman is and a little bit about my thoughts on the general device, OQO, which is that tiny, teeny computer, 14 ounces held in your hand, and the delightful opportunity that GW Micro has put together to give us a version of that OQO called the Smalltalk. Really, an expensive PDA, but it runs XP and can run all your software. Available for the blind. I say PDA because of the size. I say a full-fledged computer because it flat-out runs XP and has general connectivity that you and I can use. Bigger drive, plug it in with USB. You want a talker connected that's hardware-based? Fine. Plug in your triple talk with USB. I'm telling you, it's an absolute cool device, and I'm saving my pennies to get one. Well, I'm Sam Bushman, signing off. You are listening to my version of Tech Watch Radio. Tech Watch Radio is a talk show that I do. It's a mainstream show, techwatchradio.com. And I create a version of it once in a while for blind folks, and I thought I'd put this up via Larry Scootcon's website, blindcooltech.com. Thanks so much for listening. Make it a great day, will you? And happy tech.